Good morning. It's a joy to be with you today. Glad that you're here, and for those that are joining us by Facebook, we're glad that you're with us as well. Second Sunday of Advent. In the season of Advent, we celebrate four different words in this time of season. A word for each Sunday, for the four Sundays, and throughout that week. And of course, the word for today and for this week is peace. Peace. The other words is love and joy and hope. Those are the other three words that we use in our Advent season. And so our scripture this morning centers on peace. And if you do a reference of the word peace, you'll find that throughout the Old and New Testament, you'll find the word peace several times, several times. But we see Jesus using that word peace. And if you look at the 14th chapter, verses 25 through 31. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away, and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer. For the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. And then going over to the 16th chapter, beginning with verse 29, and you'll notice at the conclusion of this chapter, what happens in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel? Jesus has a prayer. He prays for himself. He prays for the disciples. And he prays for the church. Listen to these concluding words just prior to that high priestly prayer. Beginning with verse 29. Then Jesus' disciples said, Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. You believe at last, Jesus answered. The time is coming, and has come, when you will be scattered, and each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. You'll notice Jesus said, in me. When I get to that passage in the sermon, I want to highlight that. So that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, as we come before the throne of grace, we come with thankful hearts thanking You for this second Sunday of Advent. And as we continue our Advent journey, keep us ever mindful of what this season is about. I stand in need of Your anointing. May it be for Your praise and for Your glory and the growth of Your kingdom. It's in Christ my Lord I ask. Amen. I always have a morning devotion. And one of my resources that I use is Walking in Grace. It's my guidepost. And I want to share with you today, this morning's devotion, because it has to do with peace. It's the second Sunday of Advent, Sunday, December 8th. The title is A Christmas Offering, My Home. Scripture is 1 Peter 4:9. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Without grumbling. The doorbell rings as I'm baking cookies. Gingerbread boys, awaiting frosting, cover the counters. The sink is piled with bowls. The rest of the house is tattered too. Life is December wild. And today we have just a few hours between morning service and evening plans. My husband answers the door. We're surprised to see a young couple from church. My parents are in town and our kids are napping, the mama says. Is this okay? We open the door wide. But as the husbands head for the garage, I'm self-conscious. As we walk toward the kitchen, I notice boots and gloves under the piano bench and abandoned books on the rug. I'll frost cookies while we visit, I say. When my friend offers help, I'm humbled. As we pipe frosting on gingerbread, I worry about the flour on the floor. Conversation is light as we get started. Holiday activities and plans. But soon, things take a turn for the deeper, and my kitchen becomes holy ground. The mess no longer matters. I have the opportunity to listen to a brave, unadorned soul. While she shares, I ask the Lord for wisdom. He hears and fills my mouth with encouragement and truth from His Word. And later, when we stand at the door again, my arms go around her and she whispers in my ear, "I needed to be here today," she said, "in this kind of calm." The Lord can use the imperfect to bring His perfect peace. On this second Sunday of Advent, I offer Him my home. The author shares this prayer. Lord, may my home be used to love others for Your glory. Amen. That's Shawnell Eliason, the author of that devotion. Peace. You see, it was no accident that the Lord led this young couple to her home. In her hustle and bustle and baking and trying to get things ready for Christmas, the couple comes in. The husbands go to the garage. She joins Shawnell in her home. And she begins to share, and she shares deeply. And Shawnell offers wisdom and encouragement to this young mother, this young wife. And because of that, God is there and He provides the peace that she needs at this time. And I want to say to you, that's where our peace comes from. It comes from God. It doesn't come from the world. You're not going to get peace from the world. You see, God has resources that provides us with the peace. The world doesn't have those resources, but God does. In the Bible, the word for peace is shalom. You've heard the word shalom. And we equate that word peace with that word. It never simply means the absence of trouble. No, there's trouble, there's tribulation. It means much more than the absence of war or distress. Because shalom has a lot of words that can help us understand what peace is. Because one of those words is wholeness. Another word is completeness. Another word is health and security. All of those are words that remind us about the meaning of shalom. The world bases its peace on its resources. While God's peace depends upon relationships. Now, think about that. Relationships. To be right with God means to enjoy the peace of God. Now, I know I've shared with you my call to ministry. And I'm not going to share that with you again. But there's one part of that call that I do want to share with you because it has to do with peace. Because when God called me into pastoral ministry, I said no and I ran from God. And I'm here to tell you, there was no peace for me. There was no peace. I lived a life of misery. At the time, I was working at Visco's. And I couldn't work, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat. There was nothing that brought peace to me. There was no peace. Because I was running from God. But I can remember the occasion on an evening, Sunday evening service, the second pew back, as I continued to wrestle with God and finally got to the place where I said, okay, I'll obey and do what you asked me to do. I went forward that night and knelt in prayer. And I said, God, I'm yours. 100%. I can't share with you the words that would describe the peace that I received that night. I could have floated out of that sanctuary. Because I had the peace of God in my heart. Because my relationship with God was right. And that's what I'm talking about. Relationships. Relationship with God brings us peace. A peace the world cannot give you. If you're looking to the world to give you peace, you'll never find it. Because it's not there. The only real peace you will find is with God, in that relationship with God. That relationship. In the world, peace is something you hope and work for. But to the Christian, peace is God's wonderful gift by grace, by faith. It's a gift. It is. God gives you the gift of peace. The world cannot give you that. But God can give you that. You receive it by faith in Jesus Christ. And Christians enjoy peace in spite of trials because of the presence of power, which is the Holy Spirit. Thank God for His Holy Spirit that is with us and guides us and directs us and empowers us in our lives today. I could not do what I do without the Holy Spirit. The third part of the Trinity. People in the world walk by sight and they depend on the externals. But Christians walk by faith and depend on the eternals. That which is eternal. That which is eternal. Neither Satan nor the world can trouble our hearts if we are yielded to the peace of God through the Holy Spirit. When I do my morning devotions, that's what I conclude with. Lord, may Your Holy Spirit guide and direct my life today, that I will bring praise and glory to Your name in all that I'm about today, for Your praise and Your glory. Now, His own perfect peace, which, talking about God, God's peace, assures us that He alone can give us true peace. That second passage of Scripture from the 16th chapter of John, it's that last verse. He says, I have told you these things so that in me, and that's the key. There's the key to that verse. In me. He's talking about Himself. So that in me you may have peace. And then the other part of that is, he says, in this world you will have trouble. You will have tribulation. We cannot escape that. As Christians, we cannot escape that. We'll have trouble, we'll have tribulation. But in Christ we will have peace. Even through the tribulation, even through the troubles that we face in life, with Christ we have peace. Part of my prayer time of the morning is, when I pray for peace, I pray for peace for Ukraine. I pray for peace in the Middle East, where there is so much upheaval and always has been. But I pray in a way that they will receive God. That they will, they will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, because there's where the peace is going to come from. It's not going to come from treaties. It's not going to come from anything else. The only way they're going to experience peace in Ukraine and in the Middle East is through God. That's the only way that they're going to experience peace. We live in a selfish, self-centered world. And that's what that's about. In Christ, there is peace. In the world, there is tribulation. And you know what I'm talking about, because there's a lot of tribulation in the world today, is there not? A lot of tribulation. So this is the position we need to claim today. We are in Christ, therefore we can overcome the world. That's the good news. And that's what Jesus said. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Because when Christ is within, you overcome those tribulations. You overcome the world. George Morrison defined peace as the possession of adequate resources. The possession of adequate resources. In Jesus Christ, we have all the resources we need. You don't need to look to the world for those resources. Just look to Jesus. Because in Christ, you have all the resources that you need for peace. But peace depends also on appropriate relationships, because spiritual resources depend on spiritual relationships. That's where spiritually we ask Christ into our hearts and into our lives for His forgiveness. And we have that relationship, so no matter what we face in life, He can provide the peace that we need. Again, the key to this is where He says, in me. In me. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You're not going to find it anywhere else. I don't care where you look, how hard you look. The resources of this world cannot provide peace for you. They cannot. We get it only through Christ. In ourselves we have nothing. But in Christ we have all that we need. So during this Advent season, for this week as we focus on peace, know that that peace comes through Christ. Doesn't come through me, doesn't come through the world, doesn't come through anyone else. It comes through Christ. So when you find yourself stressed or full of anxiety, say, Jesus, give me some peace. Give me the peace that I need. You know, as a pastor, I hear this so often and experience it so often as a pastor, of people sharing how stressed they are during the Christmas season. Should never be that way. Should never be that way. It should be a time of joy. It should be a time of hope. It should be a time of peace. It should be a time of love. Those are the four words. As we light the Advent candles, those are what those candles stand for. Love and peace and joy and hope. And of course, the center of that is the Christ candle. In Him is our peace. So during this Advent season, when you feel yourself full of anxiety and stress, look to Jesus. He'll give you the peace. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, as we come to the close of our time together, we thank You that in You we have peace. The world cannot give us that peace. But we can have it in You. Give us that peace, especially during this Advent season, that we will enjoy this time that You've provided for us, because it's Your birthday that we're celebrating. In Christ's holy name, Amen.